A letter. March 18th, A.D. 64. Theophilus to Lucas. This large manuscript you send me with your letter is itself a letter, since you have addressed it to me. Yet it seems to me a chronicle, a historian's document, as if you had been brought by the fates among that minor people, the Jews, that endlessly troubled race, neither by interest nor natural attraction, being drawn to them for reasons I cannot fathom. Do not misunderstand me. I read your account carefully and with an open mind. Even so, I recognize certain passages in the text where your excitement inflamed your training in science and rhetoric, and when your love of poetics overwhelmed your reason. You had taken care, my beloved son, and here I smile to you across the waters, you had taken care to revise and correct the undercurrents of your passion for your subject, but nevertheless, I recognize the spirit that impelled it. I know your mind. I know your heart as well. So, while I remain cautious about the veracity of the events you recount, I do not doubt that you think them true. If what you have written happened as described, though mediated to you through the accounts of second and third parties, it will overturn the world.